Don't miss the most effective two-day personal financial recovery event in America.
Attend our live event coming to the Marriott Rancho Cordova May 9th and 10th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to nvows.com. That's nvows.com. Listen to our half-hour investment program, Word on Investing, weeknights at 6:30 p.m. on AM 710 KFIA.
Money 105.5 and Money105.5.biz.
The following program is sponsored by the Jeff and Jeff team at Coldwell Banker. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station, its owner, staff, or management.
And good afternoon once again, Roseville. You're listening to the Roseville Lifestyle. I'm your host, Jeff Anderson, with the Jeff and Jeff team at Coldwell Banker. Today's April 14th, 2014. It's another sunny, beautiful, warm day out today. I can't enjoy this weather enough. A friend of mine calls it the California weather tax. We pay high taxes here, but the weather we get really does kind of compensate for a lot of it. I know a few weeks ago I've been talking each week a little more and more about the construction that's happening at the end of Washington Boulevard where it meets Oak. Well, the signs are up. The construction, actually, it's kind of started now, but it's really going to go into effect starting next week. So where Washington dead ends at Oak, if you're getting downtown for any of the events during the summer or the spring events or the summer events for Town Square or Town Plaza, just know that you've been warned and don't call me and complain that I haven't told you. Although you haven't called yet, it's not a good time to start either. In regards to the event corner, what's happening over the next couple of days, I was going through my email feed, and I saw a really cool way to meet some neighbors. I noticed that the Blue Oaks Neighborhood Association has challenged the Highland Reserve Neighborhood Association to a family laser tag challenge. I thought that was really cool. A lot of neighborhood associations in Roseville do get together on a regular basis and have either meetings or potlucks. And I know Highland Reserve, they have a business expo-type meeting where all the business owners in that association meet up at Wenzel Brown Elementary and kind of just discuss what they do and get a few moments to speak about what they do and the businesses they have to offer. Anyhow, tomorrow evening at Laser Craze, which is located on Blue Oaks, on the corner of Blue Oaks and Fairway or Lone Tree. I don't really know where it becomes Lone Tree at that point, but it's in Rockland, just like right on the border. It's tomorrow, Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are $10, which is half price, and you get four back-to-back 10-minute games. It's a really good value if you've ever wanted to try their laser tag, like their course out and see what it's like. They have a pizza kitchen with a lot of other food as well. So that could be a lot of fun, a way to meet some neighbors that you may not have met before or never just kind of gone next door and said hi. So that's a great way to just get out there and socialize. The Roseville Chamber of Commerce, they have a luncheon this Friday. It's the 18th, and if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, be sure to sign up and register. Once a month they have this, and this month's is brought to us by Carmelita's Restaurant. Oh, I'm sorry, the food is going to be by Carmelita's Restaurant. The sponsor is the Placer Food Bank. And I got to love what the Placer Food Bank is doing. I know that the Ignite Committee at the Chamber were talking about helping them like clean the pantry or help them clean up their shelves or something of that nature. But the Placer Food Bank is always doing a lot of amazing things, so I'm really glad to see that they're sponsoring this Friday's luncheon. There's a free Easter egg hunt this Saturday, April 19th at H.C. Elliott Park, and that's going to be at 9 a.m. That park is on Cushendall, just west of Wood Creek Oaks off of Junction. So you take Junction west of Wood Creek Oaks, you turn south or left on Cushendall, and that park is down that way. That could be a lot of fun for families. If you have young kids and they want to get some energy out on the open field in the park. Let's see what else is coming up. There's a business showcase mixer for the Roseville Chamber. It's going to be held at Denio's Roseville Farmers Market. That's Wednesday, April 30th, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's a pretty good event as well. A lot of businesses, they come set up their booth or their table, and you can go meet the different business owners and talk about the services they offer. And it's open to the public, free to the public. Just come on in and meet your business owners from around Roseville. And one thing to be sure, mark your calendar for the return of the concerts on the square beginning on May 17th. Every third Saturday following through October, there's evenings planned with free music, some food trucks. I think there's a beer garden. I think they kind of like rope it off or have some kind of makeshift plastic Fisher-Price fence or something. So you can be – it's kind of funny because those fences, if you're getting loaded on beer, right, and you're going up to a plastic fence, I don't know, we'll leave that to the city to determine. However, there'll be a beer garden, and Saturday, May 17th concert is Life in the Fast Lane, Songs of the Eagles. So it should be a lot of fun as well. And remember my warning at the beginning of the show, if you're going to get down there, maybe take Atlantic in that way. Don't crowd Washington. I mean, it's open, but it's going to be down to one lane on each direction, so that could provide some challenges there. I received in my mailbox, actually, this was a physical piece of paper as opposed to a digital email, a summer recreation guide. It is available online now, but this is probably one of the coolest things that I've never asked for to show up in my mailbox. But a couple weeks ago, I got it, and I've been meaning to talk about it. It's put out by the Parks and Recreation Department, I'm pretty certain. And this guide is like 70 or more pages. It's a great way to line things up to do with or to do to your kids over the summer vacation. My favorite part was the back pages. There's a calendar, and on the calendar you can plug in all the different dates and perhaps even your family vacation dates to ensure that you don't overlap activities or that you don't plan your activities around a camp that your child wanted to go to. It's just a really cool way to line out your summer. So well done, the Parks and Recreation Department, on that. And the link to that, the online guide, will be posted in our show notes on our website, roseville lifestyle.com. I have with me a quick first quarter real estate update. Real estate is what I do by trade. I don't talk about it a whole lot on the show because I really want to showcase some other Roseville businesses. But I do have a quick first quarter update for the 95747 zip code. Just what it sold from January to the end of March, 214 single-family homes have sold. And that's over 70 per month, just a little over two per day throughout the first quarter. Prices are all over the place due to the nature of the 95747 zip code that includes some older neighborhoods like near Junction and all the way up to the custom homes in the private Morgan Creek community. For example, in 2013, the price spread was $176,000 to $879,000. This year, that spread is $210,000 to $1 million. There is actually a home that sold out that way for $1 million just this first quarter. The good news to take away from all this, and I won't bore you with any real estate further, is homes are still selling, people are still getting loans, and the market is moving. If you want more details on the market, you can send an email to me, jeff@roosevelt lifestyle.com. I'll gladly share some of those specifics with you. So having said all that, I want to introduce my first guest is Danny Conway with Nutrition the Natural Way. Was that right?
Yes, that's right, Jeff.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, you're welcome. So tell us about yourself. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Southern California, San Fernando Valley area in the LA area.
Okay, and I was going to say what brought you to Roseville, but I fear you would say a car or a train. So what were the circumstances that created your move to Roseville?
Actually, I had met my husband in Southern California in 2006, and he owned a house up here at the time. And to make a long story short, that home actually brought us up here to live. So,
okay. Well, I guess we'll have to have you on another show to make that long story longer, but that's okay. You have an affiliation with horses of somewhat, right?
Yes, very much so.
Tell me about that.
I love horses. I have two of them, actually. Ride English, do jumping, spend a lot of time there on the weekends and as much as I can throughout the week when I'm not working, of course.
Okay, so is that a hobby? You do that for, like, for medals or ribbons or awards, or you just do it for fun?
It's for fun. I do some competing, not a ton of it, but it's mostly for fun as a hobby.
Super cool. All right, so before we talk about nutrition the natural way,
sure,
let's talk about healthy eating kind of in general.
Perfect. All right? Love it.
So I have a couple of great questions. What is the healthiest donut?
Oh, Jeff, the healthiest donut, seriously?
or cheeseburgers or french fries?
Like, I am definitely not opposed to burgers, but not eaten with certain types of cheeses and french fries. You'd probably be best making some other choices.
Okay, good. So we got that out of the way. Now, on a serious note as I can be, sweet potato fries. I see them all over restaurants. Look, are they any better? Is it? tell me, what's the deal with them? Or are they just a sham and they just taste different?
Well, I think that they just taste different. I mean, sweet potatoes do have some other nutrients than regular potatoes would have, but when they're fried with oils that are probably poor quality, genetically modified, and who knows what else, you've lost all your nutrient value at that point.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break so those of you who are eating fries right now can go ahead and keep doing that guilt-free. When we come back, we'll continue to talk to Danny Conway about some healthy eating habits.
If you're a Roseville resident, you know that the safety, beauty, and ever-developing action are things to talk about in our town. In fact, Roseville is my favorite thing to talk about, period. Hi, I'm Jeff Anderson, and I'm proud to be the host of the brand new show called The Roseville Lifestyle. Over the years, I've come to know and love many great things about this town called Roseville. I love meeting new business owners and finding out why they chose Roseville. I respect and appreciate the town leaders and volunteers around Roseville. I enjoy the Roseville art scene and learning about all the community events around town. And most of all, I have a passion to see our town grow and develop. My team is the Jeff and Jeff team at Coldwell Banker, and we help buyers and sellers around Roseville find the perfect place to call home. But we do much more than that. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us for informative and fun updates, news, and the latest happenings in the Roseville area on our brand new show called The Roseville Lifestyle. 2 p.m. every Monday live on 105.5 FM. That's The Roseville Lifestyle. 2 p.m. every Monday on 105.5 FM.
Money 105.5.
And we're back. You're listening to The Roseville Lifestyle. I'm your host, Jeff Anderson. And we're talking with Danny Conway of Nutrition the Natural Way. And for those of you who are on your extended lunch break, yeah, it's 2 o'clock. So if you're still on lunch, you have an awesome job. You might have put down the French fries or thought different about your sweet potato fries because all they are, they taste just a little different, but we haven't determined that they're better once they get dropped in 500-degree oil, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so moving on. Out of those foods, we're kind of joking around about the donut, cheeseburger, fries and stuff. I had a friend of mine over for dinner, her and her husband, and she made this amazing tray of oven-baked sliced carrots. Okay, and I got to tell you, they tasted just like French fries. Are there alternatives that maybe you offer with Nutrition the Natural Way for foods that people connect with, and we'll get into addiction too, but they're really addicted to some of this stuff, right? Like the junk foods?
Definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
So in Nutrition the Natural Way, do you offer substitutes, almost like the eat this, not that?
Not that. Thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a great question, Jeff, because one of my specialties is really working with clients on a very customized basis. So I see everyone as an individual. I don't do one-size-fits-all programs. I figure out what's right for them, for their body type, for their metabolism as far as foods go. So from that standpoint, once we figure out what's right for their bodies and their metabolism, we go into specific foods, tailor recipes, and give them alternatives if they're used to eating certain foods that maybe aren't healthy or weren't the best options for them. Because even in your example of the baked carrots, you know, carrots are definitely healthy foods, but they are great for some and not for others.
Interesting. Okay. I would think, and maybe that's the general consensus, is that, oh, it's a vegetable. Everybody's going to benefit from
right,
it.
Right. Exactly.
That's not the case?
Exactly.
Okay. So Nutrition the Natural Way. I guess tell me, how did that get started? Your involvement, like, why was that? Has that always been a passion of yours, healthy eating, or is this new? That kind of thing. So tell us about Nutrition the Natural Way.
Yeah. So, I've always been very passionate about nutrition. I've been involved in the health and fitness industry now for, I probably shouldn't even say, but probably about 18 years. On my own journey to health and wellness, myself, I was had a lot of things going on health-wise, food cravings, sugar cravings, digestive issues, and I was always told, by my friends who are personal trainers what was right, what was wrong, eat chicken, brown rice, and broccoli, this is healthy for you, do lots of cardiovascular exercise, and yet I was the most unhealthy and felt the worst I'd ever felt in my life. Okay. And now completely changing those habits, I saw that there was kind of different ways of thinking about things, so to kind of come full circle with your question, I have always been passionate about nutrition, but always knew that there was kind of other ways to look at things and really have just become more holistic. Again, looking at people as an individual person versus one size fits all. You know, there's a lot of programs out there that work. I'm not saying one size fits all is wrong. I'm just saying, you know, people need to figure out what's right for them, and not, you know, some people, you know, oh, I lost 10 pounds, and then they go. Their best friend goes on the same diet, and they gain 20 pounds. So again, it's that individual, that concept of biochemical individuality.
Okay, and if, in case you guys didn't catch when you heard that big boom, she was throwing down the hammer saying, "Eat better." So now you know she really means it. As far as the addiction is concerned, my particular addiction is Oreo cookies.
Awesome.
So I mean, look, if you're going to have one, right? It's going to be.
You're going to do it. Do it right.
For sure. How do you end up dealing with those addictions? I mean, I think addiction is a really strong word. It's not like I go buy them every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I buy them, they're gone. I'll tell you that.
Right.
So how do you deal? Like, is there a part of your program that deals with that?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because a lot of the things that we feel symptoms from, food cravings, sugar cravings, to feeling tired during the day, maybe not being able to sleep at night, maybe female hormone symptoms, digestive issues, all those are physiological imbalances. So something is going on that's causing you to feel that way from a symptomatic perspective. So my my view or my outlook is I do a lot of functional testing to figure out what those imbalances are, get the body back into balance through proper foods, proper nutrition, using some supplements. Supplements are used exactly how they're called, supplemental. Food is always first. Whole foods, real food, and then balance out those symptoms so the cravings are eliminated, the fatigue is eliminated, the, you know, mood, depression, anxiety, that stuff kind of balances out so someone is feeling more energy, more positive throughout the day, better well-being, their weight normalizes, et cetera.
Okay. So the process, somebody gets a hold of you, can you take us through, like, you have like a 12-step program, right?
Sure. But like, I mean, what happens?
Yeah, I mean, you guys meet, and I'm assuming there's some type of questionnaire, right? And from that, what happens?
Okay, that's a good question. So initial consultation, when someone first comes in, I do offer that as a complimentary appointment. Reason being is I want, as much as I need to see if it's a good fit for me to work with them, also they want to, you know, I want them to know that it's a good fit for the client to work with me as well. Make sure that they're looking for this type of approach, being holistic, very individualized, customized. And then from there, determining what type of testing is going to work for them. I do everything from nutritional assessment to saliva testing, blood testing for food sensitivities, digestive testing.
So, I mean, this is like the real deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's not like, well, I'm telling you this is what I eat, and so I'm going to find out in your blood makeup, right?
Right.
Cholesterol and all, I'm assuming?
Not cholesterol per se, but food sensitivities. We look at adrenals, sometimes thyroid, basically leaving no stone unturned, so to speak.
Wow. Okay. You've got all that. So you've got all the information. You compile all the data, and do you have a team of scientists that go over all this and say, hey, look, they need to eat celery for a month? Or what's the – I mean, the data goes in.
Sure.
How do you get the output?
Yeah, so the data goes into a lab or an online assessment tool that mm-hmm. I use depending on what testing they're doing. And from there, I do all the analysis with the lab testing and the lab results, kind of looking at what's going on for them symptomatically, and then also what's going on for them on their test results, comparing notes, so to speak, and then creating a program with food, again, sometimes supplements, looking at lifestyle practices, stressors, I do things with recipes, cooking, grocery, you know, I grocery shop with clients as well, teaching them how to read labels.
Oh, wow.
It's one of their favorite sessions, actually. and it's a full range, runs the gamut as far as what we do. And again, it depends on the client and what their goals are and what they're looking for.
So this is all, I mean, like you mentioned, it's in your business name, nutrition. None of this is fitness, like exercise regimens. Does any of that come with this? Is there like, hey, here's maybe go for a walk for a day or whatever, right? Do you have any insight on that, or is it just all intake, food intake?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the exercise kind of falls under the lifestyle and the stress management piece of it, and also plays a big role when looking at hormones and the other body systems as far as what's happening there. I do make some exercise recommendations, but I also do refer out for that when clients need more specific work because, again, I'm not, you know, I have definitely have some experience in that area, but I'm not a personal trainer, and so I send them off to a personal trainer expert to kind of get that detailed information if they need to anything special as far as the exercise goes.
Okay. So they go off to a fitness expert. They see you for nutrition. Mm-hmm. Tell me about one of your biggest success stories of, you know, obviously keeping clients' names out of it, but just tell me like a story, this one person got helped. What's some of the ways you've helped people?
Sure. So the one person actually came to my mind when you were asking me that question is I have one gal. She's a young gal, about 37 years of age, already on thyroid medication. When she came in, she was complaining of overweight, tired, food cravings, swelling in her neck. So the thyroid definitely had something to do with that. And in about 2 to 3 months of just getting her on the right foods, off of the wrong foods. Now, when I say wrong foods, she felt like she was eating healthy before. She was choosing low-fat or non-fat dairy products, eating fruits and vegetables, you know, some chicken breast protein here and there, but did not have the right balance of foods or the right types of fats for her body and her metabolism. That being said, she has lost weight. The swelling in her neck has gone down. She's got more energy. She's probably going to be tested in the next few months to go ahead and get off of her thyroid medication. And that's just from, you know, again, she's been working with me for 2 to 3 months, and she's well on her way to getting her goals.
That's fantastic.
You know, I've had other clients who have had sleep problems, and they're sleeping well now, to, again, weight loss, hormone balancing, et cetera.
That's amazing. So we actually have people that listen to the show, believe it or not, and they're tweeting out questions. So if you have a question about some nutritional eating, shoot us a tweet at Roseville CA Life. That's at Roseville CA Life. This question we got was, do you work with people who have legitimate health issues, diabetes, Crohn's disease, et cetera?
Actually, that's a great question, and I say that because I work a lot with blood sugar balancing through proper foods. So, of course, we know blood sugar balancing is very much related to diabetes. So, yes, I do work with individuals there. Also, with diagnosed digestive issues such as, I think you said Crohn's.
Uh-huh.
Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, and the like. So the answer to the question is yes, most definitely.
Fantastic. Well, how can people get in contact with you?
Great. Thank you for asking. So my website, nutritionthenaturalway.com, via email, Danny, D-A-N-I, at nutritionthenaturalway.com, or giving me a call direct at 916-234-6869. You can connect with me on Facebook. I've got, if you do visit my website, I've got a blog. I've got some great recipes and articles there. I've got some, also do some education in the community. I'm really passionate about just getting out there and educating, making sure, you know, people are aware. There's so many myths out there about food and about what's right and what's wrong and, you know, diet this and diet that.
Right.
So giving a lot of workshops through local community and things of that nature.
All right. So my office, I have some colleagues at my office that are listening to the show, and they would wring my neck if I didn't ask you this.
Okay.
April 25th is a Friday, mm-hmm. and we're hosting a very large chili cook-off. Would you be opposed to making some chili for charity?
Oh, not at all.
Fantastic. I'll make sure to put the guy in contact with you to get a batch of chili the natural way.
I'd love to. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I have a recipe in mind already, actually.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. So can we maybe steal a recipe or two and put it on our site as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of great ones on my blog, as I was mentioning.
What do you got?
Let's see. So one of my favorites is an egg frittata, like power breakfast, so we can do that one.
Mm-hmm.
And also have a good snack recipe for some granola, so coconut granola. So those are two very popular ones.
How difficult are these recipes to make? I'm a pretty smart guy,
mm-hmm.
so I think. sometimes, however, when you get a little more, when you get away from the processed foods, right? Add milk, turn on heat, done. Okay. some of this stuff gets pretty involved. How involved would you say, or what's the level on a scale of 1 to 5? What would you say the level is that you need to cook some of this stuff? I mean, is it like
probably like a 1 to 2?
Oh, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, very simple. I'm a big believer in simple recipes. You know, I have some recipes that are more complex. Obviously, you can keep it simple, but or get a little bit more detailed. But typically, I have clients who are, you know, working full-time jobs. They've got kids. They've got families. And lots of stuff going on. So the more simple that the recipes can be, the more likely that when they make those changes that they're going to stick and they're going to last, quite some time. They're going to be able to maintain what they're doing.
Love it. Okay, give people your phone number one more time.
916-234-6869.
Okay, and your favorite locale, restaurant, park, or activity to do in Roseville, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness.
Where do you kind of always gravitate towards, like whenever you think, hey, I'm going to go here or do this? Where would that be in Roseville?
Let's see. So, you know, my husband and I, we love to be outside. So we love to walk around at the fountains.
Oh, yeah.
In the evening, you know, in the summertime, that's one of our favorite things to do.
All right, great. Well, we have to take a break. Danny, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a lot of fun. And we'll be right back after these words.
They say America is a land of opportunity, where kids can grow up and become anything they want.
But for some of us, it's not so easy.
Today, 1 out of every 6 children in America lives in poverty.
That's almost 13 million of us.
It's almost 13 million of us.
Living below the poverty line.
The poverty line divides us all into those who have
and those who never have enough. Not enough food or medicine.
Or even a place to live. When you live in poverty, every day is hard.
But we don't want a handout. We want a way out.
A way out of poverty for me and my family.
For good.
This is America.
This is America. Together, we can do so much. Will you help?
Nearly 13 million children in America live below the poverty line. You can make a difference in more ways than you know. Go to PovertyUSA.org and get involved. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Hi, friends. Phil Cowan for Hall's Window Center, and I'm excited to tell you about Hall's free sales event going on right now. You've asked for more value, more affordability, and the best pricing on the best windows on the market. Well, here you go. Right now, you can get a free upgrade to low-E energy-efficient glass, a free upgrade to high-transparency screens, and free money, which means 18 months interest-free financing. Hall's has packed so much value into this offer, you won't have any reason not to replace those old, worn-out, tired, leaking, inefficient, ugly windows like I did. But all this free stuff ain't going to last long, so hurry. It all goes away on May 31st. Call now for a no-pressure consultation, and by the way, that's also free, at 1-800-76-HALLS. That's 1-800-76-HALLS. If you'd like to compare your options in more detail, download the free window buying guide, find out which window frames last 5 years and which last 40 and longer. Online at philswindowguide.com. philswindowguide.com. That's philswindowguide.com.
Spring has sprung, and Waldo Bowers springs into action with new deals for you. On sale now is Shawmark's Anything Goes Carpet, which leads the way with an unprecedented 20-year no-mat, no-crush warranty and proven by torture tests around the world, including the Hong Kong subway and Disney World's Epcot Center. For hardwoods, Mirage and Cares are the finest milled floors on the planet, and right now there's a fabulous rebate for each product. These products will stay beautiful for generations to come. And new at Waldo Bauer's Art Gallery Floor Showroom this month is Kraus, with a full commercial and residential exhibit featuring every color and style, starting at $15.39 per square yard. Waldo Bauer's at 2300 Broadway also features wallpaper and window coverings. Waldo Bauer's is becoming more than a flooring store. It's becoming the one-stop remodeling destination. 0% financing for 12 months is available on approved credit. You can go online to Waldo Bauer's Floor Cover covering.com or call 451-0114, 451-0114.
If you're a Roseville resident, you know that the safety, beauty, and ever-developing action are things to talk about in our town. In fact, Roseville is my favorite thing to talk about, period. Hi, I'm Jeff Anderson, and I'm proud to be the host of the brand new show called The Roseville Lifestyle. Over the years, I've come to know and love many great things about this town called Roseville. I love meeting new business owners and finding out why they chose Roseville. I respect and appreciate the town leaders and volunteers around Roseville. I enjoy the Roseville art scene and learning about all the community events around town. And most of all, I have a passion to see our town grow and develop. My team is the Jeff and Jeff team at Coldwell Banker, and we help buyers and sellers around Roseville find the perfect place to call home. But we do much more than that. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us for informative and fun updates, news, and the latest happenings in the Roseville area on our brand new show called The Roseville Lifestyle. 2 p.m. every Monday live on 105.5 FM. That's The Roseville Lifestyle. 2 p.m. every Monday on 105.5 FM.
Money 105.5.
And welcome back to The Roseville Lifestyle. You're listening to your host, Jeff Anderson, with the Jeff and Jeff team at Coldwell Banker. And we were just talking to Danny Conway of Nutrition the Natural Way, and she shared with us a lot of things that she does in her business that gets people on the right track as far as eating right, eating healthy, and potentially clearing up some of the maybe the things that are not feeling so right in your life, fatigue, drowsiness, things of that nature. So I'm excited to hear some more great stories, some of her success stories. With us now is Scott Alward. He's the owner of Dash of Panache, a Dash of Panache. There's an A on there. Sorry about that, Scott. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So I have this list of monikers, so I'm going to go through them. You're president of the Downtown Roseville Merchants, Inc., Parks and Recreation Commissioner, founder of Advanced Development Concepts, LLC, and owner of A Dash of Panache. Anything else? Is that good?
No, that's great.
Okay, because it's kind of like Muhammad Ali's role when they announce him. It just kind of kept going on and on and on. I was wondering if you had any more for me to share with the people. So tell us a bit about yourself. Are you from Roseville originally?
No, I've lived here probably about 28 years. Grew up as an Air Force brat, so kind of traveled around the country. But we settled in Roseville. I took a job, and my wife was going to graduate school at the time.
Oh, and that's what brought you to Roseville, was she was going to school here?
And my job brought me here, yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. So why specifically Roseville? Was there something that attracted you then? I mean, 28, you said 28 years?
Yeah, well, my job was in Roseville, so living near the job at the time was nice. But this was back when there were fields out in Roseville, Kaiser, we saw bunnies and cows out there and stuff. But watching Roseville grow up, that's why we stayed in Roseville. It's become one of the nicest places to live.
Okay. And you have a tea parlor on Vernon Street.
Yes.
All right. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, Dash of Panache, we're going to be celebrating our 10th year of officially being open. A long story there. On Mother's Day.
Today is the day for shortened long stories.
That's okay. That's
everybody,
okay.
Just so you know.
We have a cafe up in the front, do sandwiches, salad, soup, lattes, handmade Gunther's ice cream, smoothies. But the main business is in the middle of the building. It's a formal French deco tea parlor. And a tea sitting, a lot of people don't even understand, a tea sitting is actually a multi-course gourmet meal, not just tea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so we have kind of a unique one there. And then we have a party room in the back where we do full-blown themed little girls' birthday parties.
Okay, so how and why a French tea parlor as an endeavor, as a business? It's been killing me to not ask you. So I'm going to ask you, did you have lots of tea parties growing up as a kid?
No, I had none as a kid. My daughters probably dragged me into a few as a dad. But
that's fair. I mean, so yeah, as they were kids, then you were doing tea parties and you saw how much fun they were having. I mean, why that line of business? Restaurant business in itself is very challenging, I understand.
Oh, it's for crazy people, yes.
Okay.
The concept kind of evolved. We've got a lot of children in our family, and just the process of designing what it eventually became was an evolution.
Okay.
But the main thing we wanted to do is do something that was more on the women-based activity, like a ladies' night out type event. And that just sort of started evolving into the tea parlor and doing birthday parties. Then we added the cafe as a good business model to draw people in. But yeah, it was definitely an evolution involving a lot of family members and opinions and fights and things like that. So,
all right. So as a tea parlor, you do the lattes, the coffees, and then, of course, the specialty teas. Are you open in the mornings as far as like for business people that come in? And
generally not. We have the opportunity of opening up. I am so busy in different things that I do that I actually am trying to limit the business. I know it sounds crazy. but we're open later morning until early evening. And then it kind of depends. If there's special events, we'll open up. We'll stay open for events. We open up on every other Friday morning for a networking group that comes in, and then we stay open. Again, there's a lot of opportunity. I'm just actually trying to limit it a little bit.
All right. Well, I see you're involved in a lot of things, and we're going to get into the Roseville Downtown Merchants specifically. One question I had was about the tea setting itself. You said it's a multi-course event. Take us through that. Like from you sit us down, what happens?
You bet. So if you're coming in for a high tea, which is one of our nicer tea, our nicest tea sitting, other than a special event like the Mother's Day tea or the Easter tea coming up.
Which sell out fast, is that correct?
They do. Mother's Day, we've already sold out the first two sittings. We only have the 5 o'clock sitting left, and
okay.
It's in May.
So before we get into the tea sitting then, plug how they get a reservation since it's almost sold out.
You got to give us a call. Right away, we only take the reservations over the phone. Our phone number is 916-788-4FUN, and that's 4386.
Okay, great. All right, so a tea sitting. So we sit down.
So a high tea sitting. You sit down, you get to choose from over 50 different flavors of tea. Each person gets their own pot of tea. While we're starting to prepare that for you, we let you go to the vanity closet, and inside there's hats and boas and scarves and jewelry and some top hats for gentlemen. And it's fun listening to you. You think the little girls would like it, but it's hilarious just listening to the women giggle and get real giddy back there. So
sure.
That's a blast. They enjoy that. We'll bring out the tea. We'll bring out a course of a fresh-baked scone and a fresh-baked cinnamon roll. And then we'll follow that up with a variety of petite sandwiches. And then there would be a gourmet soup, a gourmet salad, artichoke fromage quiche, and then an assortment of desserts. And Danny Conway would probably not approve of some of the we take out all the calories, though. We tell our guests. We work really hard to take out all the calories so they don't have to worry
free.
About it. But it's a great meal. It's a lot of little things, but it actually adds up to a pretty big meal. We're sending home food with people quite frequently, and gentlemen don't complain that they didn't have enough to eat. That was one of my complaints when my wife dragged me around a bunch of tea parlors before we opened.
There wasn't enough?
Yeah, okay. I felt hungry afterwards, but this one does a pretty good job.
All right. And you have an ice cream shop or an ice cream cabinet, whatever. What would you call it? It's a freezer.
It's a cafe in the front. Yeah, and there's an ice cream freezer. Yeah.
Okay.
Portion of it.
That ice cream, I've had more of it than I want to admit to Danny Conway also. And I almost want to say, man, I wish she left because now she's hearing this. She's right in front of us blaring.
Making
right?
us feel guilty.
Yeah, a little bit. But we talked about, of all the crazes, right, that have come and gone with flavors and kids' toys and stuff, the salted caramel craze has come and hit this country with a vengeance, and it stayed. And I'm cool with it staying because you have a salted caramel ice cream that is phenomenal.
It is great. Our staff, I think if we took a vote, our staff predominantly, that is their favorite one. Not everybody, but most of them really like the salted caramel.
The other ones are lying.
They could. We assume that, yeah.
Yeah, they're just being, what'd you say, obstinate. I want to be different. I don't like it, but I do. The ice cream itself, the brand, there's something about that? Tell me about that.
Yeah, Gunther's is, they only have one shop down in Sacramento near the zoo. It's the second richest ice cream on the market, and it is just really good. You got to sample it. It is very rich, very, very creamy.
Yeah, so I made the mistake of not eating before coming to this show to talk up to two different people that all they do is talk about eating. So I'll make a note to not make that mistake again. So we got an idea about the tea parlor, what you do there. So I want to really talk about is your involvement with the Downtown Merchants. What's the actual name? It's the Roseville Downtown Merchants?
Downtown Roseville Merchants.
Inc.,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a nonprofit.
Okay, it's a nonprofit. Start to finish, what's the story? Like, you have to be a downtown business owner to be a part of it?
We allow any Roseville business to join. They can't serve on the board unless they have a business downtown. But the basic purpose of the Merchants Association is to help promote downtown Roseville for the business owners. So we'll get behind events like we own Downtown Tuesday Nights, which is the biggest event in Roseville every year. It goes May, June, July. From 5 to 9 p.m., and there are probably 5,000 people that come out every single Tuesday night during that time. And, I mean, it's a huge, huge event.
What's the first one this year? Is May what?
The first Tuesday.
Oh, it's May. The first Tuesday of May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, May, June, July.
All right. What other events do they host or put on?
We do Family Fun Night in the fall, usually a few days before Halloween. And we have different events that we've done off and on. We've done the Street of Wreaths.
Okay.
We did not do that the last couple of years. But we're also behind a lot of events that happen downtown. So the city will have events. They'll come talk to us about them, just make sure the merchants are okay with them. And we're usually okay with everything the city's willing to do down there. The town square that got completed last fall, that is – what's amazing about the town square is that is already from this point till the end of the year, they already have 300 events booked.
For the town square?
Yeah, and there's less than 300 days between now and the end of the year. That's how busy that town square is going to be with different activities. And it's just a wonderful thing to bring people to downtown Roseville.
Yeah, that town square, it's a lot of fun. There's been a lot of great events that happen there. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Scott Alvord with Roseville Downtown Roseville Merchants, Inc. And we'll be right back after this.
If you're a Roseville resident, you know that the safety, beauty, and ever-developing action are things to talk about in our town. In fact, Roseville is my favorite thing to talk about, period. Hi, I'm Jeff Anderson, and I'm proud to be the host of the brand new show called The Roseville Lifestyle. Over the years, I've come to know and love many great things about this town called Roseville. I love meeting new business owners and finding out why they chose Roseville. I respect and appreciate the town leaders and volunteers around Roseville. I enjoy the Roseville art scene and learning about all the community events around town. And most of all, I have a passion to see our town grow and develop. My team is the Jeff and Jeff team at Coldwell Banker, and we help buyers and sellers around Roseville find the perfect place to call home. But we do much more than that. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us for informative and fun updates, news, and the latest happenings in the Roseville area on our brand new show called The Roseville Lifestyle. 2 p.m. every Monday live on 105.5 FM. That's The Roseville Lifestyle. 2 p.m. every Monday on 105.5 FM.
Money 105.5.
And we're back. You're listening to The Roseville Lifestyle. I'm your host, Jeff Anderson, talking with Scott Alvord, president of the Downtown Roseville Merchants, Inc. Finally, I don't know, fourth try, I got the order right. We were talking about some of the events, Tuesday, downtown Tuesday nights. And then there's also Food Truck Mania on Thursdays. Tell us about that.
Second Thursday of every month, we have Food Truck Mania. It comes to Vernon Street in downtown. They'll bring down 10, 12 food trucks, and they usually get an average attendance of about 1,000. Sometimes it goes up to about 1,500 people when the weather's really nice. And again, it's just another event to bring people downtown. And these food trucks have pretty crazed followers, so they'll come from all over the place just to downtown just because of the trucks. And what's amazing is the restaurants and things around, even though the streets are closed and there's food trucks out there, we still do pretty good business. As well as, like, for me, I get future bookings. People see my restaurant for the first time and they come in and book things later. And so it's a real good promotion for the downtown.
You know, it all comes down to food. Like, I don't know what's the story on Vernon Street and food. Right now we're talking about food trucks. So Danny Conway and her Nutrition the Natural Way truck is going to be down on Vernon Street. so poor Danny. Anyhow, some more in-depth stuff going on downtown. You talked to me a bit before the show about some sales revenues increases and the correlation to the downtown, town square, plaza, Vernon Street thing. Now, that has an amazing long name, too. What's the name of that?
The Vernon Street Town Square.
Vernon Street Town Square.
And it is an official city park.
Okay.
And it activated last fall. And so one of the interesting things, the city has spent over the last 12 years, spent over $60 million doing revitalization projects downtown. And a lot of these dollars came out of redevelopment funds from the state before the state stole them all back. But and so the dollars are something the state and the governments understand is when you invest in redeveloping rundown areas, it actually comes back and it pays for itself. And over 30 years, they'll make 2, 3, 4 at least that many times more money back in sales tax than they would have, you know, just in the money they invested. And so with that huge investment and that park going in, the town square going in with all these events happening, that's bringing thousands and thousands of people to downtown every year. The last Board of Equalization sales tax results that came out for third quarter last year, that's the last results we have so far.
Right.
But they showed a 22% increase in sales tax just on Vernon Street. and the town square opened right in the middle of that quarter.
Well, that, so I mean, that's not significant. That's
huge.
A couple of dollars. I mean,
right. And sometimes you'll get, you know, merchants that may think, you know, what's happening, what's all really going on. But really, if you look at our sales, you know, I did a 36% increase in sales over the year before.
Right.
And a lot of this has to do with people being downtown. And this is good for us. I mean, you've got thousands and thousands of people downtown. They may not all be walking through your door, but some of them will. Some of them will come back.
Right.
And that really just helps grow that economy. And so it's nice to be able to see in actual hard figures the money coming back.
Absolutely. What would you say the mental makeup, I'll explain what I mean, the mental makeup of the downtown Roseville merchants members, are they, do you meet and go over this data, and are they in agreement with the data? Are some saying, no, there's no way it increased? What's that kind of dynamic, the social dynamic, I guess is what I'm...
Well, I think the board members understand, because they're a lot closer to, you know, a lot of us volunteer on different commissions and committees and boards and things like that around the downtown area. So we're tuned with what's happening. And they donate a lot of their time to help in the process of the revitalization. Some of the actual business owners, you know, running a business is a lot of work. It's you get up in the morning, you go to bed at night, everything you're doing is focused on your business. So sometimes they're not aware of some of the things that are happening around them. But there's been some really good things that have come out of it. You know, they used to have facade grants, and so you could redo the front of your building if you're a building owner. And basically the city would match a grant. And at one point they were matching two-thirds of the price of what it costs you to redo the front. So that encouraged a lot of people to fix up the fronts of their buildings.
So if I were to cover the one-third, the city would cover the other?
Yes.
Okay. And that's still in effect?
No, that's not right now because of the revitalization dollars. We won't go into the state thing right now. But,
sounds like another show for another time.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, things like the vacancy rates in downtown Roseville, they're lower than the vacancy rates throughout the rest of Roseville. It's a very popular place. There's a lot of businesses wanting to come down. We don't have a whole lot of different varieties of available buildings. So if a restaurant comes in and they want a certain size, you know, we may or may not have that. And so, but it's nice to be heavily wanted. I mean, there's inquiries coming in all the time on vacancies down there. And so I'm just excited that it's one of the lowest vacancy areas
sure.
in Roseville. I mean, that's great.
So while you're on the subject of vacancy, what can you tell us, if anything, about Sammy's?
I can tell you that, you know, there are a lot of legal stuff's ironing itself out.
Of course.
And there were almost immediately, from what I heard, six very big-name restaurants lined up asking if they could have that spot, if it becomes available. And right now there is one that has shown a lot of interest. They haven't announced the name yet, and we're hoping they'll do that pretty soon. But it will get filled with somebody, and somebody big and somebody interesting that will draw a lot of people downtown.
So the intent is to at least reopen something there and not just continually let it lie.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. It's just there's a lot of process going and dissolving the old corporation and ironing out.
And the corporation that's in and the corporation that's in, right?
I mean, that process is taking place and everybody's cooperating. Well, it takes time to do that.
Okay, good. So it is moving.
Yes. And right next door, the Monk's Cellar, it's a brewery, and it's going to be opening up probably about July now. They had a little bit of a delay, but that's going to be a really nice addition to
downtown. Yeah, I'm excited about that one, actually. Because there was, at one point, weren't they trying to determine whether or not they were going to continue? I mean, was there something about
they had a
construction issue or something?
Yeah, there were a few construction issues that happened in 1920s buildings. You get that once in a while. But they've gotten through those, I think.
Great.
And there's just a lot of excitement about that happening. And then the Java Jungle, which was kitty corner from the city, got a lot of business from the park being open. It's been closed for a little bit, but they're going to reopen with Cheese Louise being one of their partners.
That's right.
And so that'll be a really nice addition as well.
You happen to know their target for that reopen?
Yeah.
Summer, spring?
We're estimating May.
Okay.
Like mid-May-ish.
That should be exciting. I mean, that's going to give it hopefully a I don't know, facelift, I guess, is lack of a better word, for the business itself.
Yeah.
Offering, it's a deli sandwich shop, right? That's the Cheese Louise?
Yeah, they actually have a Sacramento location, I believe. They're like a gourmet grilled cheese type place.
Interesting. Okay.
And then, of course, there's that big multi-story building right next to the town square that is almost done. And we're hoping that gets populated real soon. That's a privately owned building. And he's just about finished with that. So hopefully we can start getting that'll bring a couple hundred people in. That'd be nice.
Now, there's rumor there that the first floor, they're looking to house a restaurant in there as well?
We heard that they probably will not put a restaurant on the first floor.
Okay.
And building owner's choice. And we would like to see that, but that's not our decision.
Sure.
But definitely some kind of commercial or something. You know, again, it's up to him, but we're just hoping it gets populated real quick because the more people we have downtown, the more support we've got downtown.
All right. We have a few minutes left. I want you to talk a little bit about the PBID. Explain real quick what that is and then talk at a decent length about that.
Sure. A PBID is a BID, a business improvement district, is normally where the business owners will pay an extra tax. And that money will get pulled together and use that to help support businesses downtown. A PBID is with the property owners. And so right now we're trying to put together a PBID, a property owner business improvement district. And this will raise about $250,000 a year. And this will come off their property tax. It'll be an additional tax that's added to their property tax. And the way the PBIDs work in a lot of very big cities, you've heard of the Lamplight District down in San Diego, and that's really popular.
Sure.
They're much wealthier PBID than we're going to be. But when you get this money pulled together, the property owners will have their own corporation, their own little nonprofit thing, and they'll get to decide what to do with this. And so here's some ideas, and I'm not a property owner down there, so I'm not dictating what's happening. But some of the things that have been talked about is like maybe hanging flower baskets down Vernon Street, in the main area of Vernon Street, having a porter that walks around, and he can help answer questions. He'll be, you know, uniformed so people can see who he is. He'll look for graffiti. He'll help deal with some of the homeless issues downtown. If he's noticing, you know, a trash receptacle dumped over, maybe he'll get it cleaned up or call somebody in. But he just helped to keep an eye on it,
yeah,
and help do a lot of promotion down there and direct people that are looking. Other things they can do, PBIDs can bring in events. They can do advertising. They can apply for grants to help do improvement projects. It's just there's so many opportunities with a PBID. And with all the revitalization efforts that have gone on, once the PBID passes and goes into effect, assuming it will, and it looks like it will, then there's going to be – that's kind of like the sealing the deal on helping finish off the revitalization. There's still a whole lot of things that are going to be happening down there, but this is just a great way to have the actual property owners move forward and just keep enhancing and protecting their property values.
So they'll have a real vested interest. I mean, at that point, don't already, but this would even be further.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're about out of time. Scott, thank you so much for your insights on this. And you get paid zero, right? This is all voluntary. All these people on the downtown Roseville merchants, they do this because it benefits them, right? I mean,
it's all volunteer basis.
That's amazing. So we talked to Scott Alvord, Dash of Panache and Downtown Roseville Merchants, and Danny Conway, Nutrition the Natural Way. I'm your host, Jeff Anderson, with the Roseville Lifestyle. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you next week.
When you go to your barber for a haircut, do you let him fix your teeth? No? Why not? Back in the